This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a special session of the World Health Assembly in Geneva today that this pestilence, one that we can prevent, detect, and treat, continues to cast a long shadow over the world.
We shouldn't need another wake-up call. We should all be wide awake to the threat of this virus. But Omicron's very emergence is another reminder that although many of us might think we're done with COVID-19, it's not done with us.
Earlier today, United States President Joe Biden weighed in regarding Omicron as concerns escalated that the emergence of these new variants are to become the new normal.
The answer is, I expect it's not to be the new normal. I expect the new normal to be everyone ends up getting vaccinated in the booster shot, so we reduce the number of people who aren't protected to a degree that we're not seeing the spread of these viruses. Now, we remain to be seen exactly what the elements of this particular strain are, but if, as I hope, then it's not going to be fundamentally different than in the past.
The new Omicron variant of the coronavirus, first identified in South Africa, is spreading to other countries, with the World Health Organization warning of the perils ahead. Latvia's defense minister, Artis Pabriks, said his country needs a permanent U.S. presence to deter Russia and wants to boost its defenses with U.S. Patriot missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to arrive in Latvia's capital later on today before a meeting on Tuesday with 29 NATO counterparts. The alliance is alarmed by Russian military buildup on Ukraine's borders. This is VOA News. The organizations coordinating the distribution of donated COVID-19 vaccines in Africa said Monday that the quality of the donations needs to improve. The African Vaccine Acquisition Trust, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and COVAX said in a joint statement that the majority of the donations to date have been ad hoc, providing with little notice and short shelf lives, making it extremely challenging for countries to plan vaccinations campaigns and increase absorptive capacity. COVAX is the UN-backed global initiative to distribute vaccines to low- and middle-income countries. The United Nations Tourism Agency on Monday said the coronavirus pandemic will cost the global tourism sector $2 trillion in lost revenue in 2021. It called the recovery of the tourism sector fragile and slow. The forecast from the Madrid-based World Tourism Organization comes as Europe is grappling with a surge in infections and as the newest variant, Omicron, spreads across the globe. The Taliban group's foreign ministry says the group has called on the European Union to work with the Taliban instead of putting pressure on them. Taliban foreign ministry spokesman Abdul Kahar Balki says the Taliban delegation in the two-day dialogue also called for keeping humanitarian issues away from political issues in relations between the two sides. Balki added that the delegation also spoke about ensuring the security of foreign political missions in Afghanistan and assured the European Union in this regard. Talks about reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal resumed today in Vienna after a five-month break. It's also the first time since a new president took office in Iran. As in the six previous rounds of negotiations, which began in April, the United States is participating indirectly, similar to the 2015 deal, which is known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Iran will talk directly with the remaining signatories of the 2015 deal with European diplomats shuttling back and forth to consult with the U.S. side. The U.S. is not at the negotiating table since the U.S. withdrew from the agreement in 2018 during the presidency of Donald Trump. The trial of 47 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists charged under a Beijing-imposed national security law resumed today. The activists, aged 23 to 64, are charged with conspiracy to commit subversion for their involvement in unofficial primary elections held last year by the pro-democracy camp to determine candidates to field in legislative elections, which were later themselves postponed. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News. We'll be right back.